It is the off season, so that means it is time to play one of Rob's favorite games. Will they pay that running back? Now, we know Rob's answer. Rob's answer should always be no, they shouldn't. But some teams pay their running back, and sometimes it works. I mean, the defending Super Bowl champion would not have won the Super Bowl if Rob had been the general manager. They would have just had some random hump playing running back, and they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl. So sometimes Rob can be wrong. 2 years ago, I saw a team go to the Super Bowl because they traded for a running back. So don't always listen to Rob when it comes to the position. Well, Rob, it is time to play your favorite offseason game. Will they pay that running back? James Cook was the only player to hold out from Bills OTAs. I think we all know why he wasn't there. He is in line for a new contract. He thinks he should be paid X. The Buffalo Bills thinks he should be paid Y. You know how this goes. I'm going to withhold my services until we reach a long-term agreement. Do you think the Bills are going to pay their running back this offseason?
I think they are. I wouldn't. But let's define what pay is. Because James Cook's not getting Saquon Barkley's contract. He's not getting Derrick Henry's contract. Those two guys just got extensions this offseason from their team. He is not getting either of those deals. I think the Bills will extend him. I think they'll probably give him a 2 or 3 year extension so they keep him through. He's 28 years old and they walk away. But you look at those mega extensions, the really stupid ones teams have doled out. I'm talking like Christian McCaffrey. I'm talking like Derrick Henry. I'm talking, you know, Todd Gurley is the one that comes to mind as just the epitome of stupid. I don't think he's getting that deal. I think he might get something similar to what Austin Eckler got in last year's free agency. That would be, if you call that paid, I think the Bills will do that.
But I think he's going to get way more than Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler got 2 years, $8.4 million. I think that James Cook is aligned to get a lot more than that. If I'm James Cook and you're telling me that I just saw Ramondre Stevenson get paid 4 years, $36 million, I ain't taking Austin Eckler's deal. I think that James Cook is going to get paid this offseason. I know they're going to make it seem like they're not going to pay him, but trust me, if I'm looking at Hubbard that got paid for the Carolina Panthers, he signed a 4 year, $34 million deal. We saw Joe Mixon get paid by the Houston Texans. I think you are underplaying the leverage that James Cook has here, especially for a team that doesn't have a bevy of weapons surrounding their MVP quarterback. I know the Bills are pushing back hard on this, and I'm with you. I don't think he's getting paid what Saquon Barkley got paid. Saquon Barkley got a 2 year, $41 million extension. We just saw Derrick Henry get 2 for 30. I don't think he's going to get that. Could he get Aaron Jones 2 for 20 and get 10 years per? I think there's a good chance that James Cook is going to make a pretty substantial amount of money in this new contract he gets.
I think if he got Aaron Jones' deal, I don't know why I call that paying a running back. 2 years at $20 million, while is, you know, you're dedicating $20 million to a player, a 2 year extension for a player, I wouldn't say that's paying. You're not paying a premium. I'm gonna say this way. I don't think James Cook's a Bill when he's 28 years old.
I hear what you're saying. I think you are applying the logic that we have for other positions to running backs. In terms of running backs who get paid more than $10 million a year, there's seven of them in the league. Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, Josh Jacobs, and Aaron Jones. So that's just not a position like that big time money that we're talking about. Those guys just don't really get paid. And then if you want to extrapolate it out to $9 million, so there's 10 running backs in the league that make $9 million or more. I mean, Ashton Jeanty falls just right below that, obviously a rookie contract. So getting paid at running back is getting paid $10 to $12 million somewhere in that range. I think ultimately he's going to do it. I think that James Cook, and this was a conversation that we were having, so this isn't even a hindsight, it's 2020. James Cook is the kind of player that I wanted the Chiefs to be looking for this year in the draft. I mean, this is a guy that a team spent a second round pick on. He was the second round pick. He was number 63 in the draft. And James Cook has been a very good player the last couple of years. He ran 4,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. Last year, 207 carries for over 1,000 yards. We're talking 4.9 yards per carry. He had James Cook had 16 touchdowns last year and can also catch the ball a little bit out of the backfield, had 250 yards and had a couple of touchdowns out of the backfield. I like James Cook. I think he's a pretty good player. I think the Bills ultimately end up caving him. I think he might be their best offensive player. Skill position
wise. We're not counting Josh.
Yes, okay, skill position wise. Skill position.
I mean, the Bills have, I mean, it's kind of Chiefs-like. The Bills don't really invest in weapons. Like, right now, Shakir is their top wideout. Who's their number two wideout? I know it's May, so we don't have NFL front of mind, but I think the average NFL fan wouldn't really know the Bills' number two wideout. I guess if you could, like, finesse and the numbers, like, oh, it's Dalton Kincaid. I mean, I guess, since he's a tight end. But they have not invested in weaponry for Josh Allen at all. They've invested in keeping him upright. That's where their money is at. And I don't know that they're going to pay a massive deal to James Cook. I think James Cook does get a two-year extension, and then he hits the open market at 28 years old, kind of like what happened to Josh Jacobs, and that deal is somewhere else. I think the Bills may break a little, but I don't think they're going to break big.